Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our new friend, Dennis Snow, is with us. And I'm excited to hear what he has to say. Dennis worked for Disney for a couple of decades and learned some things. And now he's out on his own. He's a full-time speaker, trainer, and consultant helping organizations like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's written a couple of books, including Unleashing Excellence, and also the new book is called Lessons from the Mouse. And he's our new friend, Dennis Snow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. As I was introducing you in the previous segment, Dennis, I was talking about something that I talk about quite a bit on the show before, and that is what small business owners can learn from big companies. I like interviewing people who work for or have worked for very large organizations because there are two different things we can learn from them, and they're all positive. We can learn from the things that big companies do well, learn how to do what they do only maybe on a smaller scale, but the quality of those things. One of those examples would be how the good job that they do hiring people and training them. And then the other thing that they can learn that's very positive is watching big companies do things wrong and identify things we shouldn't be doing. What do you think?
And big companies do things wrong.
That's they sure do.
So, I think you're right on target that there is plenty to learn on both sides of that coin.
Well, I fear that small business owners look at big companies, and even though I've said many times before, in fact, one of my small business laws is that a small business is not a little big business. But still, I fear that small business owners don't pay enough attention to big companies, and when we watch them doing things well or not so well, that we don't take lessons from them. We think we get the idea that they're in another universe or something. And even though they are different, they operate in the same environment that we do, don't they?
They really do. And what I find is that it's usually the little things that we can learn from. And for example, at Disney World, some of the items that they really focus in on that apply to anybody is paying attention to detail. So making sure the place is clean, making sure that that everything looks right, making sure that from the time somebody parks their car to the time they get back in the car at the end, that the show looks good. Those little things in terms of customer service, some of the things that they taught us was if you see a guest getting ready to take a photograph, go over and do it for them. If you see somebody with a lost look, don't wait for them to come to you, go to
right.
them. So it was all those little things that you don't have to be a large corporation. It's just focusing in on those behaviors.
Well, absolutely. And what you're talking about is something that I've been harping on here on the show for some time now, and that is making a connection with people. You actually physically, verbally, you know, in whatever way you can, make a connection with your customers.
Well, I think that the key is don't rely strictly on the product. In terms of theme parks, there are a lot of great places that you can go for rides. So one of the things that I talk about in Lessons from the Mouse is Disney World is not selling rides.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling an experience, and that comes down to those relationships. So as a small business owner myself, we all know people have a lot of choices out there for some terrific products. What's the differentiator is that relationship, and that just comes down to what happens in those face-to-face interactions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some other things that we can learn from Disney?
A few of the things that really stood out for me, my first job there was, I was Captain Nemo at 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea when I was 19.
I don't see that on your resume here.
Yeah, my parents were very proud. You know, and then I had to work at It's a Small World and hear that song for 8 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I paid my dues. But some of the basic lessons that I learned that have stayed with me were things like never let backstage come on stage. So that can be a physical thing. In a store, in a restaurant, never let that backstage environment creep on stage, leaving doors open, leaving stock in the aisles, because backstage just comes on stage.
Or letting customers hear the in-house yeah, whatever it might be, if it's grumpiness or complaining or if you're mad at somebody or if you're using jargon or whatever, never let the customers have to hear that.
Sure, or talking about last night's keg party with your
right.
coworkers. Now,
right.
those are all normal things for us as employees to talk about. And I think as business owners, we have to recognize that. People need those outlets. But what can't be acceptable is when they do that on stage. So that clear separation physically of on stage and backstage and attitudinally, I think, is very important for us as small business owners to drum into our people over and over.
Yeah.
The second thing that I think that they were very good about talking about was understanding that people are out of their comfort zones. And it's very easy, as you mentioned earlier, to fall into your company jargon or your industry jargon and thinking that your customers know what you know. One of the classic questions that every cast member at Disney World gets at some point is, what time is the 3 o'clock parade? That's just the classic question, and everybody thinks, you know, what a ridiculous question. But when you understand the lens of the customer, or what they call their guests, what you recognize is what they really want to know is, what time does the 3 o'clock parade get here, where I'm
right.
standing right,
right
now?
It's all
when
about me, right?
What's that?
It's all about me.
Yeah, exactly. When I was working at 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you know, and I'm wearing my Captain Nemo costume, I can't tell you how many guests would come up and say, do you work here? You think I just carry this, you know, with my Batman costume. But what they trained us on is what they really are asking is, can you help me?
Right.
And so I think, again, it's getting the people in our organization to understand what's the question behind the question, what's the issue behind the issue, what are they really complaining about, what are they really asking. And then just doing those little things, that little wows add up, those little touches of smiling, being friendly, saying please and thank you. I heard on one of your previous interviews you were talking about the importance of please and thank
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Those little things just add up to a tremendous experience.
And they cost nothing.
And that's big in today's
environment. All the money that Disney spends, think about that, folks. All the money that Disney has and that they spend to make sure you have a good experience, they focus on something that costs them nothing, just the same as it costs you nothing. Please and thank you. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Dennis Snow. Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's John Mellencamp bringing this back. And I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. And we are rocking and rolling in the USA with our new friend, Dennis Snow. Dennis is the author of Lessons from the Mouse. Dennis, give us your website and tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
My main website is www.snowassociates.com, but the book website is www.lessonsfromthemouse.com, and there people can go there to find out about the book and how to get the book and so forth.
Right. So check those out, folks. And Dennis, one of the things I know you talk a lot about is something that I think is very important, and that is how to maximize your pricing and how to raise prices and how not to raise prices. Now, one of the things that you and I have to really work really hard on is just getting small business owners to charge enough, because too many times small business owners get the idea that they have to fight a price war with Walmart, and I keep telling them that the price war is over and we lost, so
yeah.
don't try to fight that. But there are ways to raise prices, and there's ways not to raise your prices and to maximize your pricing power, and I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those.
Yeah, you're very right in terms of you can't win a price war. And once you start in down the price war path, you're really commoditizing what you provide.
And that's and that's your death waiting to happen. I mean, it's just
absolutely. As soon as it becomes a commodity, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we as small business owners, what we're selling is relationships. And I think we have an advantage there because we're a little bit more nimble around that than the large organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So selling those, focusing on those relationships is important. So when it comes to raising prices, the best strategy is to have already paved the way by building great relationships with your customers in the first place, where they have that walk-through-fire loyalty with your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing all of that upfront work, I think, is absolutely critical. But when it does come time to raise prices, a few things that we can do as business owners, number one is to stress the value. A good example of that I think in the recent news is JetBlue. JetBlue has recently started charging. It was
an airline that was started about 8 or 10 years ago, I guess.
Right.
Kind of a regional airline. Go ahead.
Regional airline, very popular. They've built a loyal following, other than one PR blip they had a little over a year ago when they left people stranded on the plane for a while.
Right.
But overall, they have a very loyal following. But they recently started charging for pillows and blankets.
Huh.
And this has been starting to charge for things that used to be free is a real frustration.
You want silverware with your sandwich. Oh, that's extra.
That's right. Yeah, that's extra.
I was just thinking, you go to a restaurant. Oh, you want silverware. Oh, okay. That's extra. you can't do that, can you?
That's exactly right. Well, the thing I think JetBlue, though, did very well is they are focusing on the value of these pillows and blankets. They purchased high-end pillows and blankets. You pay $7 for them. You keep them. They're very nicely done. And the thing that they're stressing is that, really, the pillows and blankets that they hand out on planes are not the most sanitary things in the past. The ones that get used and reused and reused. And so JetBlue, the thing that I think they're doing very well in this case is they're focusing in on value. That there's a price increase, and people will, in the short term, react negatively to it. But by focusing on the value, Disney World has done the same thing. They recently raised their prices to $75 for an adult ticket. When I started working there, it was $9. Now it's $75. But they're always focusing in on, here's what's new, here are the new shows, here are the new attractions. And so even though the price is going up, you feel like you're getting value. And so as small business owners, I think that's a very important strategy, is when we're getting ready to raise prices, we need to link it to additional value that our customers get.
Don't just say our prices have gone up, therefore we have to pass it along to you.
Yeah, and that's the problem that's happening with the fuel crisis with airlines, is they're tied that, hey, our prices are going up, so your prices are going up, which is a reality in business, but it comes down to how you pave the way and how you position it.
Well, I'm imagining that I'm going to get on an airplane one of these days, and they're going to say, okay, your ticket includes enough oxygen to keep you alive, but if you really want to have enough oxygen, that's going to cost you an extra $6.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the airlines now are starting to charge to check your first bag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. U.S. Airways, I just saw, they're starting to charge $1 for a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can't add value to that. It's hard to say. It's hard to add value to that. It's hard to add value to, we're charging you now for your first bag that you check. So that's why I think that this JetBlue circumstance, this particular one, they are handling pretty well.
So they figured out how to do that, and that's a very important point for you to make out, to point out, folks. And small business owners can do that, Dennis. They can do this very well because we do deliver much more value so many times than the big companies do.
Another thing that I think we can do as small business owners is prepare our people, our employees, for that pricing.
You got to train them, don't you?
Say that again?
You got to train them.
You've got to train them. You've got to let them know that there may be some negativity.
Right.
And this is the time to take your great customer service and make it even greater.
And they've got to believe it, or otherwise they can't sell it. Hey, Dennis, will you come back another day?
I would be happy to.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Dennis Snow, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Lessons from the Mouse, available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.